This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, do narcissists have real emotions? Can narcissists feel? Do narcissists hurt? All the other good stuff, y'all. So let me go ahead and preface this, y'all. Let me go ahead and get the ball rolling. Yes, most narcissists have real emotions. Now, Lee, I respected this channel until you said some stuff like that. I gotta unfollow you, bro. I gotta unfollow you because narcissists don't care about anything or anyone but themselves. You're wrong. I'm gonna report your damn channel. You're done, Lee. You're done. And the same. But I've seen it in my comment section before, y'all. I just had to get out of the way. But seriously, a lot of narcissists do have real genuine emotions, y'all. I have real genuine emotions, but like most narcissists, my emotions are buried beneath like a sheet of pain and anguish and hurt and all the other good stuff. Not good stuff. Our emotions are buried beneath a lot of different things, y'all, and it's hard for us to really truly express our emotions. Like, I've described this in previous videos before, but if you're new here, I'm going to hit you with another description. Like, my emotions are there. I promise you. I can be happy. I can be sad. I can be, you know, all the emotions. But the easiest one for me to experience is rage, is anger. Anger is the easiest emotion anger is one of the easiest emotions to experience. And I know what people are going to say, anger is a secondary emotion. Yeah, it is. Anger typically is masking something else. Anger is masking something else. Narcissistic anger, rage, whatever, is masking something else. It's always something behind the rage. There's another emotion. There's a primary emotion behind the rage. What is it? Typically, it's going to be shame or inability to express themselves or something else. Whatever it is, y'all. Whatever it is the anger is shielding it. It's just like me. That's how my mind works, y'all. Because I've been diagnosed since 2018. I've been in therapy since 2017. So since I've been doing it this long, I understand how my emotions are shielded. I've told my therapist about my rage incidents. She's like, what are you saying when you're yelling and screaming? What are you saying when you rage out and stuff like that? And I'll be like, look, nobody listening to me. I feel underappreciated. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all not thankful. You're not grateful for all the stuff I do. And she's like, listen to the stuff that you just said. She's like, your communication issues suck. So if you communicate that before you get to this point, if you just put the shame aside, if you put the fear of being vulnerable aside, your rage incidents will go way down. Will they stop? Probably not. You have one every once in a while, but they will go way down. Instead of once every couple of weeks, you go once every 4, 5, 6 months. And that's been the truth right there. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. I almost went a whole year, y'all. I broke it. Because my sons broke my dang on. They broke my dang on. My studio light. They broke my light, and I was just chilling. I couldn't hold it in. But like I said, there's always something behind it. We feel real emotions, y'all. It's just something that is guarding us from blocking it, from experiencing them. Something that is guarding us from that is not allowing us to be vulnerable to the public, to you, to our significant others, to our children, to our parents, to people in our friend circle, you know, to our siblings and things like that. There's something going on inside of us that is just not allowing us to be vulnerable. You see what I'm saying? There's something going on inside of us that is not allowing, that is like shielding us off from the world, shielding us off from being truly vulnerable and open and authentic and genuine and stuff like that. Because we know in our childhood, something in our childhood stifled our vulnerability. So we were being vulnerable, we got hurt, and then, you know, we shut down. Some of us shut down emotionally, like I'm gonna, because we blame the emotional vulnerability on us shutting down, as opposed to whatever the stimulus was, whatever the catalyst was that shut us down. We blame the emotions. We blame the vulnerability. You mean? So we shut it down. We don't want to feel it no more, because when we tried to feel it, we got hurt. So why we want to feel it again? Why we want to feel those emotions again? Why we want to express these emotions? Because the last time we did it, we got hurt. So why we want to do it again? Why we want to go through that pain and suffering again and again and again and again? For what? For what gain? To make you happy? To make you feel good about yourself? To make you feel, whoa.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. I don't know what that was. Let me calm down real quick. What the hell was that? Let me go ahead and say this real quick, y'all. There's not a Jezebel spirit in me. But the narcissistic side, whenever I start talking about emotional vulnerability, it kicks in. It kicks in high gear. Y'all seen it. That was not me. It was me, but it was not me. A few minutes ago, that was not me. My whole voice changed. My whole stand, how I was standing changed. All that stuff just changed up. That's kind of like, I'm not going to delete that. I was thinking about deleting that. Let's delete it out of there and record it. I'm not going to delete that. Y'all can think I'm crazy if y'all want to. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep that in there. y'all can think I'm crazy if y'all want to. How about that? Because we all know I'm not crazy. But literally, the narcissist, y'all see it. When I'm trying to be vulnerable with y'all on camera, even then, the narcissistic part of me kicks into gear to protect me from it. Then I tell y'all, we all see a self-aware narcissist or a diagnosed narcissist or a sociopath on here trying to be vulnerable or whatever. There is something that you have to fight. Unless they're being fake, you have to fight yourself in order to be a little bit of vulnerability to come out. For a little bit of vulnerability to kind of leak through the surface or whatever. Because there is a guard standing in front of the door of our emotions. There is a big guard. It is not the Jezebel spirit. It's not a demonic possession. It is me. It is ourselves. It's the narcissist or toxic person standing in front of themselves, not allowing themselves to be vulnerable, because vulnerability got us hurt in our youth. And a lot of us don't remember the incidents. I remember one of the incidents that happened to me. I do remember one of them. You know what I mean? I don't talk about it a lot because, you know, it's traumatizing. Ding, ding, ding. Imagine that. Imagine me not wanting to talk about my trauma to y'all. I'm joking. But seriously. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Narcissists can feel emotions. But this is not me. Look, I'm not telling y'all this to make y'all feel sorry for the narcissistic person in your life. Not to make y'all feel just like, oh my goodness, I gotta go home and sleep with them and make them feel better. I gotta go home and try to soothe them to make them feel like they can be vulnerable to me emotionally. Y'all can't do that. Y'all try to be, you have this healer spirit in you. Y'all wanna be so damn healing. When you try to heal somebody else, you're taking, if you're not ready for it, if you're not trained to do it, you're taking bits and pieces of yourself and giving it to that person. You just are. If you are not healed yourself, you are taking bits and pieces of yourself and giving it to that person and not replacing those bits and pieces of yourself. You know what I mean? And sooner or later, you're going to give too much and you're going to be empty. You're going to be on E. Your gas, your emotional energy is going to be on E. You have nothing left to give. And when you have nothing left to give to a narcissistic person or a toxic person, they feel like your whatever service that you were giving them in their life, in your life, is ran out. Whatever purpose that you were serving in their life has expired. They probably feel like they don't need you anymore. And if they feel like they don't need you anymore, buckle up, because probably gonna get rid of you. They're probably gonna discard you. They're probably gonna be done with you and things like that. They probably are. That's why I said, where you stand right now, what you have going on right now, you have to empower yourself. You just do. You know what I mean? You really truly have to empower yourself. You just do. You absolutely do. Because if you don't, you know what's on the other. You already know what's on the other side of it, y'all. You already know what's on the other side of it. Unhappiness, regret, a lot of regret and remorse. Because I tell y'all these stories about how narcissistic people have experienced some type of trauma, and that's why they shut down. You try to heal their trauma by traumatizing yourself. You're not ready for it. I'm just telling y'all. Yeah, we have trauma. You might have some trauma. You didn't. Are you a narcissist because of it? Your trauma does not give you your trauma does not justify your actions a lot of times, and things like that. You mean your trauma does not, you know, the trauma that you've experienced does not give you the right to treat somebody horribly. And that's the message I be trying to convey to people, but people don't want to hear it. When I say this to people, people don't want to hear it. They just come at me and, I don't believe you're stigmatized. Now you back, back, back. Okay, cool. I get it. I definitely understand it, y'all. I get people's perspectives. You know, when I used to shut down, I open up and I'm ready for dialogue now. Because, like, those emotions are there. Sometimes you'll get a narcissist that flashes a brief moment of vulnerability to you. Sometimes you'll get that. But sometimes you get it from a place of manipulation. They'll tap into that well of emotions to manipulate you. I'm so sorry for cheating on you. I am. Consistent change behavior, y'all. The emotions are there. You do have to stand in your truth and stand in your power. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Y'all can see the brand is here. I love me. The self-love brand is here. I'm brave. The stages of your healing or self-love journey. Stay empowered. The link is in the description of every single video I do. November 19th, in a few days, we'll be in Toronto, Canada for our next meetup, narcavengers.com/Toronto. I will see y'all there. Mental illness is out. Peace.